Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
Roger Stone, one of the president's longest-serving political advisors, longtime friend of the president, has now been found guilty on 7 counts of lying to Congress and tampering with a witness. This is a spinoff of Robert Mueller's investigation. He's now facing up to 20 years in prison, as you see him heading into the courtroom with his wife earlier this morning. I want to go straight to our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, with the latest on that verdict.
George, you're correct. This is 7 federal felonies that Roger Stone has been convicted of, all dealing with the fact that he lied to Congress about his efforts to get the information that WikiLeaks was going to provide concerning dirt about Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. And why did he do it? Prosecutors in the case this week in their closing arguments pointed out to the fact that he did it to protect the president, or then-candidate Donald Trump. Let me give you a statement from the closing arguments. Quote, Stone knew that if his information came out, it would likely look really bad for his longtime associate, Donald Trump. So he lied to the committee. So again, George, this is a confidant of the president, a man who described himself as a so-called dirty trickster, one who loved Richard Nixon, who's now been convicted of 7 federal felonies and now facing prison time. George.
Testimony during the trial included evidence of phone calls between Roger Stone and the president during the campaign where the president was being informed about the what WikiLeaks may or may not have been doing. That testimony came from the president's former deputy campaign manager, Rick Gates.
I know nothing.
He knows nothing. So that's a fatality, isn't it, everybody?
Fatality.
Let's start keeping a tote board, okay? Roger Stone found guilty this morning on all 7 counts that he was charged with. 7 felonies. 7. It's a 67-year-old dirty trickster that started with Richard Nixon and has been perverting our political system ever since. And finally, a jury had a chance to hear what he does for a living, find out how he lies to Congress, find out that he, protects the corrupt and goes to the mat for them and will tamper with witnesses, intimidate our friend Randy Credico, threaten to kill him, threaten to take his dog, all this to keep him quiet. And then at the same time, we have the testimony of Marie Yovanovitch on Capitol Hill, and she's testifying. And as she's testifying, Donald Trump is intimidating the witness. He's tweeting about her and smearing her, besmirching her, defaming her in real time. This is what corrupt people do when the bar of justice becomes very close to their little heads. Okay, instead of, pounding the law, the law's on my side. Instead of pounding the facts will show I did not. They pound the table and they denigrate the witnesses. They attack the messenger. That's what Roger Stone, one of his felonies, was today. Attacking Randy Credico, attacking a messenger, witness tampering, forcing Randy Credico to take the 5th Amendment in front of Congress because he was terrified that Roger Stone would actually have him whacked and steal his freaking dog. And when Randy Credico was telling Roger Stone, I can't operate like this. I cannot do this kind of thing. He said, no one cares. No one cares whether or not I'm asking you to take the fall for me and Donald Trump, who obviously were colluding with the Russians, who stole hacked material, fenced it through WikiLeaks, and Roger Stone was the intermediary between the Trump campaign and Julian Assange, and Julian Assange lied about where he got that material. He got it from the Russians, okay? So I don't know if the president's going to pardon Roger Stone, but I will tell you it was weird that Judge Berman let Roger Stone leave the courtroom. So he's out there somewhere. I don't know if he's, at the airport, buying a one-way ticket to, Austria, like Parnas and Fruit. I don't know. But this is an amazing day. So we have that. We have the second appeals court ruling that Donald Trump must produce his tax returns. Mazars, who has his tax returns, are indeed allowed and required to produce the president's tax returns to the district attorney in Manhattan for their investigation into Trump's, fraud with regard to paying off Stormy Daniels. And the McDougal girl, who had the worst taste in the world, beautiful girl, fell in love with this monster. So there's that. Today, behind closed doors, the deposition of a guy named David Holmes is being secured. David Holmes is the person that Ambassador Bill Taylor, who replaced Marie Yovanovitch over in Ukraine because Mike Pompeo picked him. Donald Trump picked Mike Pompeo, and Donald Trump asked Bill Taylor to take Marie Yovanovitch's place in Ukraine because they smeared her, defamed her, and ran her out of town so that Parnas and Fruman and Giuliani could start some, business that they wanted to start in Naftogaz, right? They wanted to corrupt Ukraine. They were introducing even more corruption. And we know this because Parnas and Fruman have been indicted. So they're criminals. And they were criminals then. So we have that. She's testifying today. And I tell you, even the people over at Fox. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.